Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to BlackBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Hello, big thinkers. Mary, Gloria, Bill.
Yes, hey there.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay, this is Mr. Bill in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, this is Miss Rain. I'm trying to find your host. I have so many numbers.
Okay, someone's calling. Hold on.
Okay. Wow, I think we have a list of callers already, and we're just getting started. So this is going to be awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So while we are waiting, let's get started with a nice – you know what? It's kind of cold in Columbus, Ohio today, so
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hand, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out, baby.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window at that star.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
but
my hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you've got pneumonia and I
really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Where could you be going? When the wind is blowing and it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold, cold outside.
Mr. Bill?
Yes, I am here, Miss Rain, and how are you doing this evening?
I am well. I think you were supposed to have a different host today, but hey, we just got to run with it.
Well, that's okay. Everything happens for a reason. Perhaps that other person was out saving somebody's life. You never know.
You indeed, indeed. We have a couple of callers online, so we're going to get started. And I'm thinking one of them may be your other host. So you know, we just tag team. You know. It's that's how we do. Want to make sure we get everybody in. Let me check. Gloria. Hi, thank you for calling Big Big Radio. My ex is calling. Hello? Okay, Mr. Bill, let's get started with you. I know we are a few minutes in, but, okay, first things first, I want you to tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up? If you have any law, if you come from a large or small family, anything that you want to tell us. But don't tell us about who you are as Mr. Bill, but just tell us a little bit about yourself, the person.
Well, first of all, you will find that Mr. Bill is a very warm-hearted and friendly person with usually, in most days, bearing a big smile on his face. And that's because I couldn't help it. I got it from my mama. You know, I was grown and raised up in a small town not too far from Chicago, Illinois, over in South Bend, Indiana. And I came up in the days when, let me tell you, there was no such thing as a school bus coming to pick you up. You had to walk in that wintry weather. Well, we had to walk almost 2 miles to get to school. Let me tell you, that was a real experience. So we made it, though. But South Bend is where I was born and raised.
Oh, great, because, you know, I was raised in Gary, but I was born in Texas. So, hey, you're almost like a neighbor. Awesome.
Oh, yes.
Now, okay. Tell us, Mr. Bill, when you first believed that you could accomplish a part of your life mission, and what factors came into play? So when did this dream that you have come into play?
Well, you know, that all started back coming up. My dad died when I was 10 years old. And, you know, unfortunately, he worked for Studebakers all his life, because there in South Bend, that's what he made, Studebakers, for many, many, many decades. And so when he died at age 68, his retirement died with him. So with all of my sisters and brothers, my mom, who never worked outside of the family a day in her life, we were creating the definition of struggle. I mean, it was really, really a hardship situation. And so my desires began then to get out of a situation where it's a prison. When you don't have the money to do with what you want to do, you're really living in a life of prison behind bars that you can't see, but they're there because you can't do anything. And so that's where it began. And later on, as I you know, got a little older and so forth, those thoughts stayed with me. And I always knew that I wanted to get into sales because sales, you know, that's, to me, that matches my personality to be open and free and just express yourself. And so when I got into sales, which started back around, I guess, when I was started with Collier's Encyclopedia, because I used to go door to door selling Collier's Encyclopedia. That was really my first job. And that's where I began to know that, hey, if you really apply yourself, you can really make a difference in this world.
Wow. Encyclopedias door to door. Now, really? That is a that's a blast from the past. I tell you what.
Yes.
I know, because I truly use the internet for nearly everything. So sorry to put you out of work.
Well, I know that's really like digging up old dinosaur bones now.
Oh, definitely. Now, okay, and I can hear it, and I can tell right now that you're smiling because I can hear the laughter and joy in your voice. So my next question is, how did you turn your passion into a workable business, and did you partner with anyone to make it happen? So how did you turn your love for going into sales and for the different things that you're doing now? How did you turn that into a business?
Well, that was very, very easy to do for me because I ran across back in those early, early days. Now, I'm taking you all way back in the beginning days of Amway because, not to date myself, but it's reality. I mean, when I first saw the magic, as it were, in having other people to help you to obtain your goals, because I was thinking about how hard it was going door to door, working for myself, trying to sell all those encyclopedias. But now the concept hit me, hey, I could get a group of 10, 20, 100 people helping to do the same idea that I had in mind and all of us benefiting and helping each other. And I saw that in the vision of Amway. And that really exploded my life. And I got with my current wife at that time, and we partnered up and began our business.
Awesome. Okay, now. I'm looking at your information, so you know we're about to dive into the essence of Mr. Bill. Now, what can you tell our listeners about America Approved Energy Service Direct, LLC, a.k.a. AMA Nation?
Well, that's a very, very, very young company that is really getting ready to really set records. In fact, the company itself is already setting records. The first thing one would need to know with any organization, folks, is all about who's at the top and what type of background do they have. So we'll start there. Mr. Bob or Robert Gries, G-R-I-E-S, you can look that name up on the Internet, is a very, very wealthy man because his family, the Gries family, hails from up there in Cleveland, Ohio, and their family was part of the owners of the Browns football team way back in the late 1930s when they first started. And so you know how much money you have to be the owners of a football team. Well, they started with them from the beginning. And
wow.
So right now, Mr. Gries is also still currently the owner of 1.5 football teams currently right now. Out of Orlando, Florida, they've got what's called the Stadium Football League, and then also he's part owner of another team over there in St. Petersburg. And he was one of the first owners in the Stadium Football League to win a worldwide championship back in 1992, and he still has that in his office right now. Mr. Gries also sits on an investment of over $100 million with a few investors, and so he's the head of that with the Gries Investment Company, and that's housed out of Florida. So you can look it up, Robert Gries. He is the CEO of the head company of our corporation, which there are basically two corporations, which is called the Public Power LLC. He paid cash for that company, which has been around for about almost 4 years now. And earlier this year, in 2010, he wrote a check and bought the company out lock, stock, and barrel. Public Power LLC is there in Connecticut. And so they've been serving the electricity customers, what they call clean, green energy, since the early part of the mid part of 2008. And so when he bought them out, he had the concept of a different type of marketing. So he knew some friends of his. In comes Mr. Peter Jensen, P.J. Jensen, who was also a football star that played for the New York Jets, New York Giants. And this man, he's put in a lot of records himself. He was a quarterback for many of years, went on to Europe, played for the European teams, the Canada. And after that, he came back and got into the Internet marketing industry and got with a company. I don't want to mention any names, but he rose to the top of that company, was the first person to earn $1 million in that company in his first year. And on top of that, he went on before he left to earn $14 million, had over 100,000+ people on his team, which was half of the company. And this man, when he left, he took a lot of those people with him, and right now he still is rated as one of the top 5 Internet marketers in the whole United States. Out of all the so-called gurus that are out there, Mr. PJ is what I call a real professional, top-producing man who knows everything there is to know about Internet marketing. So Bob Gries chose this man to become the founder of AMA Nation, as we call it for short, which is America Approved Energy Services Direct, doing all the sales and marketing for Public Power. So they set together a contract between the two of them where Mr. Gries would own 50% of the AMA Nation, and likewise Mr. PJ would own part of the Public Power. So that's our main company that we deal with, although right now today I said that we've become the largest marketing arm in the energy savings companies, in the League of Energy Savings Companies. ESCOs is what we're known as for short, energy-saving companies, helping to save all the customers many dollars towards their electricity and natural gas bills. So when Mr. PJ put together his forces there, right now we've built up to 14 states that we are doing business in this industry. Now, we also deal with, in addition to the residential, commercial electricity, as well as the industrial electricity for these big factories, as well as municipalities, the cities that we live in. And so it's a wide scope industry that covers, when you add the natural gas, get a load of this, $500 billion annually compared to $150 billion for the cellular business here in the USA. That's quite small compared to what we're dealing with here. And we have people like Mr. Bill Gates, as well as Warren Buffett. Both of them have said that this energy deregulation represents the largest transfer of wealth in the entire history of the United States, because everybody has our product. We don't have to sell it. They've already got it. We're just here to save the money.
Wow, that is amazing. So now when you say deregulated energy, tell us a little bit about what you mean, because maybe someone is not quite sure about deregulations.
Okay, very good. Now, that question there deserves a good answer, and I have one for you. Because when you're dealing with your major utility companies, like for your electric company, wherever you live, you have a utility company that you've been used to paying your, writing your checks out for every single month. And we all know what happens if you get mad and decide, well, I'm just not going to pay you. Oh, yeah? Well, you're sitting there in a black house with nothing. So that's ridiculous. Everybody's going to pay on that bill. Because we all use electricity as much as we do oxygen. I mean, it's no question people use electricity more than any other product that you can name besides oxygen itself, because it's the heart of everything. You take that away, everything goes away, everything else. And so this program is designed where people can get in here and save money on an individual basis for the customer's home, as well as dealing with the programs for your commercial, as well as for your industrial as well. So did that help answer your question?
That did. So this is an opportunity to, you know, for people to get in and save money because of the regulations of the energy area. So
yes.
What type of markets are available in deregulated energy?
Well, again, I think I've sort of like covered that for the most part, because people dealing with the residential homes, everybody in their home has to have that electricity. That's a market, okay? And then also when you go to work, everybody has to have electricity there too. That's another market. We call that commercial, and commercial is broken up in different levels. For example, a company that's a corporation that's burning up, let's call it, using kilowatt hours, what we call kWh, using at least 10,000 kilowatt hours per month, that's considered to be a commercial account. Now, you may be a small business on the corner, like a filling station or some little corner store or whatever, or just a local business that's burning less than 10,000 kilowatt hours, we would still consider that a residential account. So when an individual company is burning more than 10,000 but less than 500,000 kilowatts per month, that we call a smaller corporate account, even though it's a lot of money. But anything over a half a million and up would be our larger corporate accounts. And right now, if you think about it, look, for example, in Chicago, all those big, tall skyscrapers there on the Loop and so forth. Just imagine how much money the owners of those buildings are spending for their electricity bill every single month. which covers everything in there, computers, air conditioning, lights, you name it, everything in there. It gets up in sometimes millions of kilowatt hours per month. And many times they own several businesses, and they all have centralized billing. So to grab one of these accounts is a major thing. So that's what we do. We go in there, and then those same people, they have to go home as well. So we also offer service for the residential at the same time.
So what types of financing are available for renewable energy?
Okay, now that's a different subject when we talk about renewable energy from deregulated energy.
Then let me go back. So what is renewable energy and what are renewable energy?
Yeah, let me explain. I think I need to touch on this just a little bit deeper on the deregulated energy. Unlike those big utility companies that's telling you what to pay, these ESCO companies like ourselves can come in and offer less per kilowatt hour. That's the only thing we can do is offer less, because you got to understand, when you get your bill, the bill is broken down into different categories. For example, the electric company that you have right now, they're sending you out the bill. They're doing that, so they've got a surcharge built into that factoring. Also, they have someone to come out and read the meter once a month, or they have put some type of a computer component on there that reads it for you. All of that costs money. Then you also have a lineman to come out and work on the telephone poles and wires in the event of bad ice storms, or either some crazy person ran down the pole or whatever. Someone has to go out there and fix that, and those people are not working for cheap. And so all of that comes out of that bill as well. But in addition to that, the largest part of it is for the actual electricity being served to that through that company. We call that this power supply. So the largest part of your bill is going to be the power supply. So we come in as a deregulated company. We're only going to supply the electricity to that company because we don't have the overhead like they have, so we can come in at a lesser rate per kilowatt hour, saving the end user, the consumer, lots of dollars every single year. Now, that's deregulated electricity coming through the electricity lines, electric poles. Now, when we say renewable energy services, systems, we're talking about solar energy. These are the new wave programs that's coming out now, and most of you have seen those, the solar panels on top of rooftops and so forth. Also include things such as the windmills out in the rural communities out in the country areas. Well, see, both of those collect the energy and convert it into electricity. And really, literally, each owner of those will have their own miniature electric company producing and creating electricity for them all the time. Now, there is a thing that's known as the power grid. And in every region, there is a regional company that controls this power grid. So it's usually the biggest company in that area. So when you're creating electricity, it runs back through your meter. They have special meters that they come out and put onto your house that actually spins backwards. So when your house is not using up, or your building is not using up as much electricity as it's producing at that moment, it goes back through the meter into this electric grid, and now the company, your electric company, is paying you so much per kilowatt hour. Now, that's why these programs are so neat, because now you'll be getting credits on your bill and then sometimes eliminating the bill altogether depending upon your circumstance. So this renewable energy services, the government has set aside many of billions of dollars. In fact, it's $80,500,000,000 in an account to help produce clean, green energy through these resources, through these programs. And that's so important, because that's the wave of the future. Because instead of you getting your electricity through those wires, which are ugly telephone poles all over the world, now these are going to do away with those eventually. So we're living in a new paradigm now. So people are going to be catching on, and I would just guesstimate over the next 20 years, you won't see any more telephone poles. It'll be totally gone.
Wow. So, oh, okay. Just thinking about getting a check back from my electric company is just getting me excited.
I know, that's right. Now, let me just finish on that, too. When an individual purchases these systems from our company, okay, you're going to also receive the installation as well. Let's just say, for example, the typical home, four-bedroom home, for example, it would range anywhere from about $26,000 to $30,000 for that installation to be completed properly. And it has to be done by licensed electricians, because otherwise, you know, your city code would not approve of that. And
right.
But now that instantly creates more value to your property. So it's not spending money on something. You're actually investing money in your home. And at the same time, you're going to be saving money by investing this money, and you're going to be the recipient of the following. Every homeowner and business alike will receive from that big fund I just told you about from the federal government, that's 30% of whatever the purchase price is in installation, 30% to instant tax credit, dollar for dollar. So if you get it installed now, first of the year you file your taxes, you're going to have, in addition to your regular refunds, 30% of that purchase price coming to you from the federal government.
Wow.
Now,
okay.
In addition to that, your own utility company has rebates for you as well. So there's a thing called PACE, P-A-C-E. And I'm going to give you a website in a little bit. We can go on there and check this out for yourself, because it's really a very powerful thing when you realize that your state, wherever you live, has all these laws already in place to empower you to receive tens of thousands of dollars from the government to help you pay for these new renewable energy systems. That's powerful. That is so powerful.
So, earlier we talked about, I asked about financing. Tell me about financing.
Okay, now our company, we have a third-party financing outlet available, so when a person wanted to get that. Now, this is in addition to what the government is going to be kicking back, as it were, once you get this installed. Like, for example, another thing that the government does for businesses, any business, you will be able to receive up to 35% as a fund that you get from the government that you never even have to pay back. Just think about that. 35% is more than the 30% that you get as an instant tax credit. So this rebate from the government is powerful when you add that along with the savings that you're going to be having every single month on your electricity bill. But to get all that put together, we offer a third-party finance company that's going to actually put this together for you without you digging in your pockets.
Okay. That is great. Now, so tell our listeners how they can get involved with this. What do they need to do? What are the steps that they need to take to get involved with working with your company?
Very good question. Very good question. It's very simple, because we have websites like most companies, and we'll give it out as well. So they go to the website, and we actually have two different websites. One website is just for customers, okay, and the other website is just for individuals who seek to become what we call energy consultants, number one, or number two, to become a retail sales consultant. So there's two positions for people who want to get into the business. Retail sales consultants, they're there strictly to sell the product and earn a commission. There's no internet marketing exchange there. So they earn what they sell. And then on the energy consultants, their job are twofold, to bring forth and go and introduce, invite people to come into the business as an energy consultant or retail sales consultant, and to go out in there and procure new customers for the electricity and or natural gas. And so when they do that, they're going to earn lots of money in this program. And that's why I am really excited about this, because with my various years of history in the internet marketing arena, I still have yet to come across a full-time program that's going to pay you as much money as this program does, because it goes on through infinity. And just think about everybody paying on their electricity, their gas bills, and so forth. By the time you get to adding up all the people you've put into the business and so forth, you can understand why some of these people already are receiving over $100,000 per month in residuals off of all of that business. So it's very exciting. So to get involved, they would just simply go to the website and sign up. If they want to be a customer, they go to the customer's website and sign up. Now, being a customer with our program is very unique as well, because we're the only company out there that has what we call a customer appreciation program, CAP. So when you sign up as a customer, not only are we going to save you money per kilowatt hour, but also you will receive a website within 2 days after you enroll, okay? This website will allow you to go there and take your pick of over 6,000 quality, some very expensive, some in the middle of the road, and some very inexpensive products that you buy every day at the malls, paying full pop for the purchase. Now, here's the deal. When you sign up, our company is going to place $500 into your shopping account just for being our customer.
Woo! Okay.
Talking about just in time for Christmas. Did somebody say hello?
Hello.
You know, I mean, here we are getting ready for October, and you can literally, Ms. Rain, do your Christmas shopping on this internet, and trust me, these are quality products. Women can go there and get the designer purses. Some of these purses normally would sell for $350. You get them as little as like $160. They've got anything a woman would buy at the shopping center, the dresses, the you know, different things that you wear, shoes and so forth. Men the same way, as well as for children, as well as for your home, as well as for going out to restaurants, whether they be sit-down fine dining or either sometimes you want just an old regular cheap hamburger. So you get all kind of two-for-one deals in that market. Plus, when you go traveling, we have discounts on cruises. How about taking a five-night cruise in the Caribbean somewhere for just $300 or $400 per person? We have these types of programs available for our members, and it's all through this customer appreciation program, and you can spend that $500 towards these items.
Wow, that is amazing. Okay, you know, you are selling people on this stuff. Now, you keep talking about your website. Give us your web address.
Okay, here we go. We've got two websites. I'm going to give out the one for the customers first. Now, here we are for several states. You can become a customer. I'm going to give you those states so that you'll know if you're in the makings of it or not for just to become a customer. All right, for the commercial, we're in New Hampshire, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Ohio, Maine, the state of Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Delaware, Maryland, D.C., as in Washington, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Those are all of our commercial accounts. Now, the following would represent our residential accounts that we have online right now. So if you're living in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, all over New Jersey, also the state of Maine. Okay, we're going to be opening up Maryland probably next week or the week after for sure. And Illinois, look out, we're coming there for all of Chicago, even down through the tips of southern Illinois for the residential electricity. Now, this is going to be huge because you got big corporations there like Ameren and different other companies that are charging, they went up from 4.9% recently in August to 10 cents per kilowatt hour. That's double, which means that if you had a $200 electric bill in August, for September, your bill went up to $400. So we're going to be coming in there with much lesser rates. We'll be there in the next 30 to 40 days in the state of Illinois. So those are the states you can become a customer. So here is the website for that. It's http://, Mr. Bills, spell MRBILLL. That's three L's instead of two. Why? Because the two was taken. So that's Mr. Bills, S on the end like Superman, dot A-M, I'm sorry, this one is called I Choose Savings. I'm sorry about that. Right. So it's Mr. Bills dot I Choose Savings, C-H, that's I and then C-H-O-O-S-E, and then Savings, S-A-V-I-N-G-S, dot com. So
okay.
That's Mr. Bills dot I Choose Savings dot com. That is to become a customer. Now, if you want to get information about how to become involved to make money, and here's that website. And it even gives you a video on there how you can, like, it explains all about the process of making the money. And that website is the same, Mr. Bills, with the three L's and the S, and then dot, amanation.com. So that's Mr. Bills dot amanation.com. So when you go over there, you'll be able to watch the three videos, and then if you have any questions about anything, you can just call me directly at 678-280-0525, and I will be more than happy to explain whatever you need. Again, that's 678-280-0525. Just ask for Mr. Bill.
Okay, Mr. Bill, we're down to our last few minutes now. Is there anything that we have not touched upon in this time that you would like to tell us? What about your compensation? I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, people are interested in that to see how they will be compensated once they get involved. Could you tell us a little bit about that, or is that something that
I'll be happy to. I'm just going to skip over it for the sake of time. But we pay out eight different ways to all of our consultants. So you get the electricity customer, you're going to get a bonus just for signing them up. Just imagine it's free for them to switch over. They haven't paid us a penny, okay? But you make money right away, even though they haven't paid us a penny, just for signing up that customer. And then you have an energizer bonus for when you sign up an energy consultant, you're going to get paid money for signing up that consultant immediately. We get payments on this every week. And then when they go to sign up someone, they're going to make money, and also you will too. It's like a what we call an energizer bonus too for that second level. And then also we have what we call a binary cycle bonus. Every six people that comes into this binary, you get paid a $50 bonus, even though you didn't place the people in the team. Could be coming from your upline or downline. We also have the retail commissions of hundreds of products, including those renewable energy systems. Well, the good news is that when you sell one of those, your commission on an average typical four-bedroom home is about $3,000 you get paid next week on that. Retail commissions on monthly energy use, that's paid once a month because people pay on their bills once a month. You're going to get paid 20% commission on all those bills that you sign up. Also, you got the unilevel team compensation, which includes a commission from every single, just an independent consultant that's on your team. They're paying so much per month, and you get paid so much per month from each person paying so much per month because that payment that they're paying is for their two websites. So that's for like a website fee. And you get paid a commission off of that, plus each of them are going out getting customers, and as they get customers, you're getting paid on all of their customers too, not just your customers. And plus, when they sell any of these renewable systems, they make money and you make money every time they make money. And it goes down to infinity. That's very, very huge. Monthly share-based power pool. This is like Social Security, but better. The company takes a small percentage out of every sale in the whole company, even in big hitters teams that you're not part of. They're going to still take something out of their sale, place it in the big pool. You get paid a part of that based upon how many customers you've put onto your team, and all of your team members' customers are added to your customer base. So
that
the more team
awesome.
Members you have with more customers, the more money you're going to make out of that pool. Plus, you get, lastly, a super bonus up to $50,000 just for following our program.
That is awesome. Oh, my goodness. Well, we are out of time, but I definitely want to make sure that we have this up front and center so that we can get all your information out. We will definitely have you back on the show so we can give you your full due. I'm so sorry that we had to mix up with the host. Mr. Bill, thank you, thank you, thank you. This was a learning experience. I have learned so much. I wanted to go to your site, but videos came up, so I had to close it. But that was awesome. I'm so glad I had the opportunity to meet with you, so I'll definitely be making sure we look at your site and get that information out there. So I definitely want to thank you for coming on the show.
All right, thank you, Ms. Rain, for having me, and thank Mr. Big Ken Blake for having me on the show as well. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, too. Now, I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call you right back.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye, everybody.
God bless. Okay, bye-bye.